Man, how you doing?
What's up, man? How you doing?
So this is a pretty deep class as far as cornerbacks go. What separates you from some of the other guys in the class?
I just got a natural knack for the game of football. I feel like when you put on the tape and you watching me play, you can understand why.
You probably think you're the best corner in the draft?
I feel like I'm the best overall player in the draft, not just the best corner. That's just the confidence I have in myself and my ability to play the game of football.
Do you find that the teams you've talked to have liked that confidence?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
When you leave here this week, what do you want teams to know about you?
That I'm a changed young man. You know, a lot of these teams, they have a report on me about my past. And I just want to let them know that I'm a changed young man.
What was the wake-up call for you? What made you realize that you had to change?
I just had some growing pains when I was younger. We all make mistakes in life, but it's never a mistake as long as you don't make it two times. And I don't feel like I made the same mistake twice, so that means I learned from my mistake.
Was there one mistake that kind of made the light come on for you?
Not really. Just me having my face in the media and my name in the paper. You know, it's embarrassing.
Did you ever test positive in Florida?
I tested positive.
Yeah, I mean, what were the circumstances and what did the coaches say to you after they found that out?
It was early freshman year. I actually graduated high school early, went to college early. So it was during that time where, you know, I really wasn't supposed to be in school. But, you know, I definitely paid for it.
Has that been one of the biggest topics teams have wanted to talk to you about?
No question. They wanted to, like I said, they have a report on me of who they think I am. And I just want to change that perception.
Is returning to Gainesville ever not for your senior year ever an option?
Not really.
Any reason why in particular?
This has been a dream of mine since I was 4 years old. I've always wanted to play in NFL. And I was two-time first-team All-SEC, somewhere around 30 starts. And, you know, when you're the best at what you do, it's time to move up a level.
When it was you and Vernon, 2015, it seemed like the teams tried to test you,
uh-huh.
And you seemed like your confidence grew. You made a ton of plays. Is that kind of your coming out party that season?
I would say yeah.
Is it a little disrespect, though, when you see them kind of maybe avoiding him sometimes and coming your way? Is that?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, I feel like, you know, the type of player I am, I think you should be throwing the other way. But they had to learn the hard way. I'm a humble young kid. I'm a humble and hungry young kid right now who has everything in front of him. And I just want teams to know that. And my past is my past. And it's in the past.
What's the scouting report on Quincy, your teammate?
Really big kid, physical kid, can run. Great corner.
What do you got? What do you
got?
Year having the two of you on the field at the same time.
Oh, it's been great. It's Pick Your Poison 2.0. I feel like Pick Your Poison was me and Vern, and then me and him was Pick Your Poison 2.0.
When you got two great corners, I know you don't compete against each other, but is there some sort of internal competition among you guys about who can make the most plays, get the fewest catches, that kind of stuff?
Oh, I mean, it's always competition brings out the best in everybody. I'm pretty sure you want to be the best at what you do, but he wants to be the best at what he does. You know what I'm saying? And just having that competition in practice, you know, we have me, Quincy, Vern, Brian Poole, Keanu Neal, Vernon Hargraves, and everybody, we sitting in one room and we all want to be the best. And, you know, of course you want to have more picks than Vern. I want to have more picks than Vern. I want to go higher in the draft than Vern, but I'm sure Quincy thinks the same thing. And, you know, that all just makes us that much better.
What's the motivation behind your aggressive style of play?
Just for my passion for the game of football. I love the game of football, and I'm not going to sit back and watch it happen. I'm going to make it happen.
Is that something that comes up when you're talking to coaches and they say they like your aggressiveness?
Oh, without a doubt. Everybody I talk, they love me on film. The film speaks for itself.
What's the story behind the name Tease?
Okay, seventh grade. We came up with this group called the Easy Boys, and, you know, eighth grade, it got kind of lame and old. And my little brother kept calling to me when I didn't want to be called it no more. And after a while, I just kind of stuck.
Does anyone call you Jalen or is it all T?
A couple people, formal people, like, you know. But as far as peers and people who really know me.
What's the difference between you and Quincy as prospects?
I don't know. Two really good corners. It's just who you like more.
You had your own personal media day in New York City, which is kind of unprecedented for a college player. What was the thought behind that? How did that all come together?
Oh, man, it was great. It was actually our media team at Florida. They put it all together. They had a great plan, and I rolled with it.
Coach McElwain kind of lets you guys be your own personality. Yeah, a lot of coaches tend to restrict those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
How is he different from
some of the other coaches you got? First, I love Coach Mack, man. The guy changed my life, not just on the field, but more importantly, off the field. He lets you be yourself, and he only has one team rule, and that's do what's right. And, you know, he always stressed, we all got the freedom of choice. We don't have the freedom of consequence. And I wear this band every day. It says choices. And it just reminds me, like, we all had the freedom of choice, but we don't have the freedom of consequence. And that's a life lesson I'm going to take with me until the day I die.
What are some of the NFL clubs that have shown you the most interest?
Really, everybody. I mean, it's hard not to like a player like me.
The Cowboys obviously need a corner. Have you met with them, and how much do you know about them and their need for a corner?
I haven't met with the Cowboys yet, but, you know, growing up in D.C., people back home wouldn't like me meeting with the Cowboys, but, you know, I've always been a fan of Mr. Jerry Jones, and just the way he goes about his business, and I would love to play for the guy.
Another one of those teams, the Eagles, have you met with them?
I haven't met with the Eagles yet, but, you know, I'm born and raised in Washington, D.C., know a lot about the NFC East. Favorite team is the Giants, you know, lived in D.C., got the Skins right there, who hate the Cowboys, so that's it.
Name one game tape that you want every scout to see and one game tape you don't want any scout to see.
One game tape I want scouts to see is Kentucky 2016.
Why?
I was coming off suspension, had a point to prove, and I played really well. My team played really well, and we won the game 40-something-6. So.
And what tape would you want to bury?
Oh, man. I ain't really no tape I want to bury.
What's the 40-yard dash going to mean to your draft? How fast you
run? Oh, I think it's a part of the process. I wouldn't say it's going to make or break me. Scouts know what I can do. The teams know what I can do. They got the film. They just want a number. That's all. Oh man, it's a great cornerback class. It's the class I want to be in. Just because it's so many corners, you know, so many good corners. I wouldn't want to be in a class where there's just maybe two or three guys, and I would have been the top guy easily. You know what I'm saying? This competition is really, like I said earlier, it brings out the best in me. Yeah.
The suspension, was that for the fighting practice? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. How much your teams asked you about it, and what were the circumstances?
Oh, man, that's all the only type of questions I get in the interviews, just about my past. And I just tell them, you know, you got to go through growing pains in life. And I'm not saying I'm glad I made those mistakes, but they definitely made me the man I am today. And I learned valuable life lessons from those mistakes, so I wouldn't have it any other way.
Just sitting on the sidelines and watching your teammates play without you, is that
that's hurtful. I love ball, and, you know, that's all I have in football. That's all I ever had. And when you take football away from me, it's like you took life away from me. So just, you know, sitting out that game and just watching, it hurts.
And I'm sorry, one more about the drug thing. Did you skip a test or miss a test later or something?
Mm-hmm.
Was that the...
Yeah, I missed a test sophomore year. And paid for, got suspended.
Yeah.
So who have been the biggest influences on you personally as you dealt with these different adversities?
Oh, I mean, it's been a couple of people. My mom, definitely. My coach back home. You know, all the coaches at Florida definitely helped me out. You know, Coach Shannon. Coach Noir, Coach Collins, Coach Mack. So it's been a lot of people. I can't just give all the credit to one person, but it's been a lot of people who've been in my corner and believed in me.
What's
What do you tell teams about what you offer in the locker room as a teammate?
I offer a lot, you know, on and off the field. I'm a guy who's willing to come in and play special teams. I'm a hardworking guy, and I want to go in and listen to what the vets have to say. You know, they have a lot of information. You know, I'm just going in as a rookie, so I really don't know anything. So I want to come in and learn on and off the field. There's so much stuff that I know I can learn from them.
How hard is it to tackle Leonard Fournette?
I mean, you watch the tape. You tell me it's hard to tackle that man. Probably, as you can see, one of the top players in the draft. Stay low. He gonna run. He gonna hurdle you, jump over you, push you to the ground. I mean, complete back.
Who's the toughest receiver to cover in the SEC this year?
Alabama has some pretty good receivers, but they didn't really throw the ball like that. So, yeah, I mean, you can't. Well, it's hard to throw against us anyway.
When you look at the current cornerbacks in the NFL, who do you admire? Who have you looked up to?
I look up to a lot of NFL guys. I wouldn't say it's one that I admire most, probably Joe Hayden.
What is about him?
Just because I see how hard he works. I mean, I've been watching him since high school. You know, just his journey has given me a lot of inspiration. Coming from the same area, going to the same school in Florida, and, you know, he made a Pro Bowl, so why can't I?
Have you spoken at all with the Patriots this week?
Yeah, I had a phone meeting with the Patriots.
When? Was that yesterday?
That was yesterday.
Have a nice day.